Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we're going to be focusing each weekday morning on an ever-present God and spending specifically some time in a section out of Psalm 139, where the psalmist writes about his attempt to hide from God. And all of this kind of comes from Jonah's attempt. And that was kind of the heart of developing this week's prayer focus. And so I want to give just a little bit of introduction before we get into today's specific topic, which will be an ever-present God through his spirit. But in Jonah chapter 1 verse 3 we read that Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa where he found a ship bound for that port, and after paying the fare he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. Now if you're familiar with the story of Jonah, you realize and you understand early in the process that that did not work. That God could not be hid from. I write in the introduction to the prayer guide that this week's prayer emphasis will have us praying about God's presence being everywhere, even in those places we go to try to hide from Him. While God promises to be an ever-present help in time of need, there are times we either try to run from God, or times we feel we have somehow escaped His notice and are no longer able to be helped. And as we pray this week, we'll ask God to help us live with a greater awareness of His presence, both in the times that you want to be in His presence, as well as in the times you think you are hidden. Psalm 139:7 says, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence?" We'll spend the rest of the week talking about some of those places that the psalmist considers and realizes will not work. But today I want to focus specifically on that idea of where can I go to escape your spirit, to flee from your spirit. To be hidden from your spirit. As we consider this ever-present God that is everywhere, that is all-knowledgeable, that cannot be hidden from, I think of Adam and Eve walking in the garden who covered themselves with leaves and made an attempt to hide from God. And we read of God calling out, "Where are you?" It's not that God didn't know where they were. But God's desire is always to get us to admit an awareness of His presence. It's always to get us to admit that we're trying to hide. You see, it's that admission that helps us to come to a greater realization that it's not possible. It's that admission of attempting to hide that helps us to realize that God really is ever-present. And when we live in Christ, not only is God ever-present in the sense of His eternal and omniscient dwelling among us, but His promise is that those who have been immersed into Christ have forgiveness of sin and the gift of the Holy Spirit. It's what he promised through Peter in Acts chapter 2 on that day of Pentecost when 3,000 souls were added to the body of Christ that day. And when we live as God's children, His Spirit dwells within us. And with His Spirit dwelling within us, it ought to remind us continually that God's presence is with us. That there is nowhere to hide. We cannot hide from ourselves. And when God's Spirit dwells within us, we live with an ever-present God right with us everywhere we go, every day that we live. I think so many times we feel that we can escape His notice. Temptation comes our way and we say, I'll just do this one time. Nobody will ever know. And in that moment, we forget that God is ever present through His Spirit within us. And while there are the times where we try to be alone, that we try to hide, there are also those times where we feel that somehow we have escaped God's notice. That we're all alone, not because we want to be, but because we've been abandoned. And in those moments, God wants us to remember His presence with us through His Spirit, which He promised, which He also says will never leave us nor forsake us. Today, I suspect that every person listening struggles at some point in life with this awareness of God's Spirit. And chances are we struggle in both ends with the forgetting and choosing to do what we want, thinking God will never notice. And we struggle with the feelings of being forgotten. And as we go through this week and we consider the ways of separation that the psalmist considers, and he realizes that even in all of those circumstances, in all of those places, in all of those things of life, that we could not intentionally escape God's notice. And if we can't do that intentionally, we're sure not going to unintentionally be hidden from God. And the key to this ever-present Spirit is to be in Christ. To have our sins washed away, to be filled with His Spirit, to have that comfort, that assurance. At the end of the book of Matthew, Jesus gives what we call that Great Commission, challenging all of those who would follow Him to be involved in going and making disciples. But perhaps more accurately, making disciples as we go about life. And He tells us how to do that. We immerse them into Christ. We teach them to obey everything that God commanded. And even in that great commission, even in that challenge of work that he wants us to do, he reminds us of his ever-present nature. He says, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the age. So many times we are hesitant to share about our faith, to be involved in that teaching and discipleship of ourselves and the disciple-making process in others, because we're unsure of the reaction. We're feeling all alone. And if our message, if our proclamation of Jesus, if our sharing of hope is not accepted, then we feel even more alone. And I believe that is one of the reasons why God promised within that command to reassure us that he would always be with us. And he's always with us through his Spirit. And one of the greatest challenges in a Christian life is to spend time listening. And I believe the best way to do that is to spend time with God's Word, reading it, meditating upon it, memorizing it, allowing it to become a natural part of our life. And doing so in prayer as we have these conversations with God about what he's given to us through his Word. And it's in those times of reading God's Word and praying that we find ourselves in tune with God's Spirit, because we're putting ourselves in a position to listen. And so many times God's Spirit reminds us of those scriptures that we've acquainted ourselves with. And he reminds us of the things that we ought to do. He reminds us of the things we ought not to do. But I believe more importantly than either of those, he reminds us of his ever-present nature. Would you spend some time this morning praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. And your love is such that you have promised and you have kept your promise to never leave us or forsake us. You've given your Spirit to dwell, not simply to dwell among us as Jesus did as he walked this earth, but to dwell within us. As this reminder that we are never alone, that your presence is always with us. Father, in those times where we try to hide, may your Spirit remind us that we are not hidden. That every thought, every action, every word is visible in your sight. And in those times when we feel that we've been hidden, that no one notices, and not even you, may we remember, may we be reminded of the presence of your Spirit within all who have turned to you, who have come, who have been immersed into Christ, who have had our sins washed away, who are your children. That promise that Peter says is not just for those that were listening to that day, but for those who are far off, for the children and the children's children of all who would come and accept that message. Father, may we be more mindful of our conversation with you. May we be more deliberate about our times in your word, about our times in prayer, about our listening. Being involved in a conversation where we pay attention. So that it's not simply a one-sided conversation that we express ourselves to you and walk away empty. But that the presence of your Spirit reminds us through your word that you have given us words of life, words of truth, words of hope, words that fill us. When we appear empty. Father, as we pray throughout this week and as we pray specifically today, may we be more aware than ever before of your nature as an ever-present God. And may we live with a greater peace and understanding of the ever-presence of your present nature of your Spirit within us. And may that awareness lead us to be more deliberate about walking, living by the Spirit. And may doing so help us to reflect Jesus more clearly than ever before. Today, may we lift him up at every opportunity that we have so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.